Landowners are being encouraged to control the spread of ragwort to prevent the poisoning of countless horses, donkeys and other livestock each year. The Ragwort Control Act came into force earlier this year and enables the Secretary of State to make a code of practice to prevent the spread of ragwort. But according to Dawn Svensson from the Donkey Sanctuary in Devon, it's something they've been dealing with for many years.
Ragwort has two stages of growth. You have the rosette, which comes up in about April time, and it's like a crinkly green dark leaf, and it sort of gets hairy as it's older, and it's like a little clump, very tough, hardy sort of plant. And in the summer, you'll find it has a nice long red stalk, can grow up to about 3 foot, has a lovely yellow flower, and a lot of people think it's quite a pretty plant when actually it's a very injurious weed.
So if a donkey or cattle or something eats that, what's going to happen to them?
Basically, ragwort causes irreparable liver damage, and the symptoms can come on from a week and last for a couple of months, but in the end it can cause fatalities, so it causes lots of sick symptoms for donkeys or any animals. Some of the things that they can suffer from are loss of condition, poor appetite and constipation, lots of illnesses, and then it obviously gets worse and worse as it progresses until they die.
And how much do they actually have to eat to cause a problem?
Ragwort is a cumulative poison. They can eat a very small amount or they could eat a large amount. It wouldn't make any difference. It also becomes very much more palatable when it's been cut and wilted. So it's very important that owners of equines and bovines check their hay and straw sources, because if it's been grown in a field that's then harvested for hay and straw, then it's much more palatable. The animals don't realise it's there and eat it and perhaps poison themselves without knowing. Whereas if it's in a good pasture, they will select not to eat the ragwort.
So if you've got ragwort in your pasture, how do you get rid of it?
The best way is to dig it up, completely rip out the roots, the entire plant. You always have to wear gloves, and it's just a lot of hard work. You can use weed killers, but ultimately pulling it out is the best way, because the seeds of ragwort can actually lay dormant in the soil for about 20 years. So it takes a long time. And a friend of mine has been pulling ragwort in her field for 15 years and it still props up every now and then. So just got to be very vigilant with your own pasture management and make sure that it's not in your own fields where your animals could be harmed if there's not enough grass.
Obviously, it sounds like quite a serious problem, but how big a problem is it in the UK?
I think a couple of years ago it was a huge, huge issue. I mean, you would drive along the motorways and see it pretty much everywhere on the roundabouts, because it tends to grow very well on disturbed soil. So where they've done building works, it seems to come up. And the germination rate is 70%, and each plant can produce up to about 150,000 seeds. So it easily spreads, and that's why people have to just be careful and check their pastures in particular. I know that the councils do a lot now to control it, but there is also another issue that there's a cinnabar moth that relies on the ragwort plant, so it's a vicious circle really of sort of being environmentally friendly and controlling it.
That's Dawn Svensson from the Donkey Sanctuary in Devon.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.